This is Business Scene on Voice of America. I'm Lori London. Facebook announced it will hire 3,000 more people over the next year to speed up the removal of videos showing murder, suicide, and other violent acts, making its most dramatic move yet to combat the biggest threat to its valuable public image.
All of that is very important to their shareholder base and to the value that they're creating.
Hillary Kramer, Chief Investment Officer at A&G Capital.
It's really about public relations. This has been a major problem for Facebook.
The problem has become more pressing since the introduction last year of Facebook Live, a service that allows any of Facebook's 1.9 billion monthly users to broadcast video, which has been marred by some violent scenes. Last month, a father in Thailand broadcast himself killing his daughter on Facebook Live. A video of a fatal shooting in Cleveland also has shocked viewers and drawn widespread criticism. This week, Facebook's shares only went down slightly on Wednesday. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the company's next focus is building community.
We've always done a lot of work to help people share and get a diversity of opinions out there. But now, in addition, we're also going to work on building common ground.
China has once again become a kingdom of bicycles, along with the rising bike-sharing industry, whereas the booming market also brings out intense competition. In Beijing alone, there are over 20 bike-sharing brands. As one of China's largest bike-sharing companies, Ofo's strategy is to dominate the market by dumping several trucks of bikes at one location at a time.
We put these bikes at subway stations before morning rush hour, and then take them to office buildings before evening rush hour.
That was Chen Shun Chang, a member of the Ofo operation team.
As in the morning, people are commuting to work. They come out from subway stations to take a bike. In the afternoon, they take a bike to go back home.
Ofo needs a team of about 30,000 technicians like Chen to take care of their 1.5 million yellow bikes across China. Mobike is another billion-dollar startup in China's bike-sharing industry. Its chief technology officer, Xia Yiping, claimed it has a smarter and less costly way of managing their bikes.
Because each bicycle has SIM card, has GPS, and being able to tell where they are and be able to send data and communicate it with the backend at real time.
But these technologies and measures make Mobike way more expensive than Ofo's. Manager of Ofo Operation Team, Zhaosheng Yue.
At this moment, none of the bike-sharing startups have figured out a clear strategy of how to make profit.
For VOA's Business Scene, this is Lori London.